All right, welcome back to the Finsiders. We are at Radio Row in New York City. Jesse Agler and Sam Mattis. We're now joined by the legendary special teams coach Mike Westhoff with the Dolphins from 1986 to 2000 with the Jets until retirement last year. And you are enjoying retirement, it seems like.
I really am. I am. Thank you. I had a great career. I loved it. I mean, and my time at Miami was just a treasure to me. All the great years, and we were a good football team, and it was a lot of fun. And then coming up here, I very much enjoyed it. But, you know, sometimes it's time for a change. It was time for a change with me. And then, frankly, the way that they've changed, the way special teams roles have changed with the new rules, you know, the lack of kickoffs, kickoff returns, changing field goals and blocks and all those things, my role went from where I used to have, I used to count on, not counting field goals or anything, 22 active plays a game. Now they have about 8. What do they need me for? So, frankly, and then with the financial setups with, you know, I used to love taking that young guy and watching him develop and seeing him move along. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't keep him. So then, you know, last time I played these guys, I got killed. It wasn't so much fun for me. So it was time to retire.
Well, now you're doing the broadcasting thing, and it seems to be coming very naturally to you.
I had fun doing it, yeah. It's not terribly terribly different from what I did my whole career.
Mike, one of the only meetings and the only special teams meeting that I would go to was this guy's meeting room, because he didn't care who you were, long as you made the play. Mike, when you talk about this and see the younger kids coming into the National Football League now, I think we have this year like 102 underclassmen coming into the league. Do you see that the NFL is trying to transition and keep these guys? Because you always talk about it's only 2.5-3 years that a player lasts in the National Football League. Do you see these guys lasting a little bit longer, and that's why they're coming out so early?
Well, that's a good question, Sam. If you're the top guys, yes. The guys at the bottom, no. And then the problem is as they try to develop into the middle class, because so much revenue is being directed toward the top of the roster, that all of a sudden, if a guy's a backup player and he starts to get in his fourth, fifth year, he has a tough time hanging on. These are the guys that are kind of getting squeezed out because, you know, you take that guy at that, I'll just throw a number out, that $600,000 salary. Well, I can get 2 young guys for that. So I take 3 of those, and now I've got 6 players. That balances my budget. So sometimes now the good football player that finds a way to do a lot of things, there's always a place for that guy. That guy always has a role, and that guy can be very successful. But for some young guys, you better really gear in, because you're on the gun every bit as much as you ever were, and I think even more so.
It's great seeing Mike Westhoff with a Dolphin microphone back in his hands.
I worked there a long time. I'm very proud of my association there. I loved it.
And you should be. We're talking special teams, obviously, and the thing that was sort of floated out there last week was, you know, the potential long-term removal of the PAT. From the game, or maybe a changing of it. The argument against the PAT, of course, is that it's become essentially an automatic play. What do you think about that? I mean, you coached these things.
First of all, I hate eliminating any more special teams plays. You know, it's already gotten to the point with kickoffs and kickoff returns that they're very few today. I mean, I could cover kicks today, and I'm 66. You know, because you just don't just run down the field. They're going to run it out anyway. Just go ahead, Mike. Get on, you'll be all right. So that part of it I dislike. I see both sides. I think it's an interesting challenge. It puts a little pressure on a coach if a touchdown is 7 points. Now, if he wants to go for 2, he takes the risk of dropping to 6. That's an interesting challenge. I'd like to go out of the box a little bit and present this side of it. I think as teams begin are scoring more and more, there'll be a little bit more of a propensity to go for 2 more readily than what teams do now. Right now, everybody's got the same computer-generated sheet, and they pull it out at the end of the fourth quarter. I think they're going to be pulling that thing out now early. So all of a sudden, if the 2-point conversion is coming on earlier, well, then the 1-point PAT becomes crucial. So that part of it, I'd like to see what happens with that before I would jump from A to Z. So that part, I'm going to stick with that side of the argument.
Mike, you've seen a lot of great players come into the National Football League. You've seen small guys, big guys. Thank you very much. And, the way that the National Football League is going now, you saw about the concussions and all those different things, but now we're seeing the lower extremities. And majority of those things, it happens to the skill position. And we're talking about those low-tier players, all of a sudden, now they come to you, and you have to put them in that role just in case that there is a punt protection problem, and you put somebody in there, now you're dealing with a younger player, and now you're going to be set back in a situation like that. So how do you see the National Football League handling that? They already did a lot of work with the concussion part of it. Now they have to deal with the low extremities as well.
It's a good point, Sam. It's not going away. It's not going away. So don't think it is. And you can complain all you want. But if you really want to check it out, look at the number of guys who signed up for the lawsuit. So everybody's concerned. It's a factor. The league is not, they're not, and they care about safety. So these rules are here to stay. We as coaches, or coach, not myself anymore, but have to be flexible and find ways. I think a lot of really good football can be played below the neck and above the knee. I firmly believe that. But you have to teach people these things. Now, one of the things that's more difficult is as our practice time is cut back and limited, a lot of the fundamentals are lacking. You don't see, guys are not as good tacklers as they once were. You just see these are problems. So a lot of emphasis has to come on coaching and teaching that and finding ways for these guys to fit. And you as a special teams coach, for example, I mean, I always found I would have my 11 guys, of which you're only on one team. I only ask you to do one thing. But we were pretty good, though. You were pretty good at it. You guys were good at it. Now, they changed the rule because of you guys. I used to run them right over the bench. Sam, they were really good at it. I'll tell you a quick story. When Dan Reeves took the New York Giant job, Dan Reeves personally called me and asked if it would be okay that he wanted to show some parts of that segment of what we did on punt return to his football team because that's the kind of team he wanted them to be. And part of that was what you guys did. Because we were really aggressive. Yeah, we were really good.
He's smiling and joking now with his microphone in his hand, but behind those doors, you see what we had to deal with.
You get a little sense of the intensity.
Say what you want. We were tough. And we did it fair. They changed the rule. Before the rule, it was okay. It was pretty cool. But all these things are factors. You have to teach things properly. Players have to respect one another. Coaches have to respect that. As tough as I think some of the things we did, you never heard the word bounty come out of my mouth. Never. I don't believe in that stuff. That's not try to hurt someone. That's not the game. That's not this great game that we know and we appreciate. And so many guys were so very good at. So this is all part of what has to continue.
Great insight, Mike Westhoff, longtime special teams coach in Miami and with the Jets, recently retired and now an excellent broadcaster. Always enjoy hearing from you. Thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
Great stuff. Mike Westhoff. We'll take a break. Come back. More Finsiders next. You're watching on Fox Sports Florida and listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.